We'll now explore the origins of another fabric. Turn right and head around the corner of this case to look at the floral patterned dress facing the door out into Old Tully House. 7. Spitalfield silk. This dress is made of a material known as Spitalfield silk, so called because it was made in the Spitalfields area of London. It was produced by Huguenots, or French Protestants, who had fled persecution in France in the 1600s and 1700s. They are considered to be one of the first large refugee populations in the UK. Many people in this community were skilled silk weavers. While master weavers were housed in good quality homes, others often lived and worked in near poverty while creating these sumptuous and sought-after fabrics for rich clients and aristocrats. By the mid-1800s, the rise of cheaper fabrics like calico meant that demand for Spitalfield silk had reduced, and many of the Huguenot families moved away from London to look for work elsewhere. Spitalfield silk is renowned for its exceptional patterns, which took months to weave by hand. What distinguishes this silk is the superb natural flowers woven into it. The weavers brought their love of plants with them to Spitalfields, creating botanically natural silks like this. The silk includes snowdrops, carnations, and auriculas. The auricula was a favourite flower among the weavers. This silk was woven around 1745-7 and was made into a dress with a wide skirt, designed to display the large